We've all got a boss, right? Well, mine's about that tall and 5 years old. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So, I have a few of the greatest jobs in the world. I am a pastor, and that is a calling. It's also a vocation. It's also a job, and it's I love it. I love what I do. I love getting to pastor Old Hickory Baptist Church. Incredible people, a sweet, sweet fellowship that we have. God's doing some really neat things, and it's just a special place, and I love getting to be their pastor. I love the role and the job that I have of being a husband. Have the greatest wife any man could ever ask for, and I praise God for my wife. Sarai is an incredible woman of God, and I praise God that I get to be her husband. And I thank the Lord every day that I get to be a dad. Lindley Joan is a blessing from God that he gave to us and gave us the high calling of raising her. And she's the boss hog around here. And she knows that she is. Matter of fact, checking cows the other day, and she wanted to ride in the back of the gator, so she did, and I stopped near the cows, and well, I'm just gonna let you listen for a second to what she had to say to them.
I need to sell stuff right now, so my store's open. If you can go in my pond's free, and so.
So, she's a, yeah, she loves it out here. She loves the moo-moos. She, and like I said, she'll tell you, she runs the show, right? Now, you know, every once in a while we have to rein that in a little bit. That's called good parenting, but she's the boss hog. Do you know that I have other roles too? I'm a son, I'm a brother, I'm an uncle. And I have other roles in life, but can I just tell you, I'm a nephew, my highest calling. You know, I started preaching when I was 14. God called me to preach, and I'm thankful for that. I've already told you this, I love being a pastor. My wife has one husband, and my daughter has one daddy. And I'll answer to God someday for the way I pastor. But I will answer to God someday for the way I love my family. Paul had some strong words to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. As a matter of fact, he said, you know what, you can take care of everybody in the world, but if you neglect your family, in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, he said, he who does not care for his own household is worse than an unbeliever. That's strong. That's strong. Paul was telling Timothy, look, you got to take care of the church that God has entrusted to you. You've got to take care of these people that God has put under your care. You've got to do that. That's important. But you better take care of your family. You better make them a priority. At the end of the day, they better know that Daddy loves them and that Daddy puts them first. They better know that. They better know that. And my baby girl knows that I'll drop whatever I'm doing and come running to her if she's in need. She knows that. She knows that. And I hope my wife knows it too. She better. Why? Because it's the highest calling I've got to be a husband and a father. And I'll answer the Lord for it. Men, are we taking that role seriously? I sure hope we are. I sure hope we are. And if Boss Hogg was sitting here with me today, she'd look this, you look right in the camera and tell you, you better take that seriously or else. Hey, I love you. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Tailgate. I sure do appreciate you joining me each week. And hope you'll share this video to help us get the word out about the ministry of Life Word and what Life Word is doing around the world. Until next time, I'm going to save you a seat right here. And I hope you have a great week. I love you. I'll see you next time on the Tailgate.